How, well, I mean, I think mostly people just want to know how you feel. How do these last months at Science feel now that everything's winding down?
Well, about like it has all along. I mean, I've had wonderful colleagues to work with. I appreciate them more than I could possibly say to anybody. The team of deputy editors, Monica Bradford, the executive editor who really makes things run, Sylvia Kihara, who's staffs me. I mean, it's just, it's been a great experience. I've had a chance to get caught up in some areas of Science that I felt very uncaught up in, and learn wonderful new things about areas I thought I knew something about. It's been terrific. And if I feel anything about leaving, it's a sense of sadness that I won't have as much to do with some of the people I've gotten to like so much.
Do you have fondest memories that you're thinking back on?
Well, I think some of the memories that were difficult were ones that in which I felt more support and more thoughtful help and have more gratitude for. I mean, it was certainly very difficult trying to get the two competing groups in the human genome, first human genome sequencing together. We had originally hoped that they would be published simultaneously. In fact, they were, but not in the same journal. I told somebody that if we had succeeded in that venture, it would have made an issue of Science bigger than the Christmas issue of Vogue, and would have presented some logistical difficulties. So in the end, it may be just as well that we got one and Nature got the other, and they confirmed each other. So that was good. And then we had, of course, one fairly dramatic problem with falsified research in the case of the Huang and his colleagues in South Korea. And I think we had to do a lot of self-analysis and explanation about that, and I think we've wound up, as a result of the experience, in a better place than we would have been without it.
Well, what did you like most about the job?
It was just constant exposure to really new and in many, many cases, almost perceptual reorganization about the way one thinks about a particular aspect of Science. I mean, the capacity to reanalyze what is possible by way of examining the dynamics of very fast cellular interactions during morphogenesis or signaling events. The remarkable untangling we recently published about the origin of sediments and terraces around free-flowing rivers. Wonderful new revelations about black holes and energetic relations in the universe. It's enough to keep you awfully excited about what is happening in Science all the time.
I'm wondering also if there was anything about the job that you really weren't expecting and that you were really surprised to have to do, because it's such a unique position to be in, to be editor of such a premier journal, that there's probably no way to really prepare for it ahead of time.
What surprised me initially was how wonderfully cooperative everybody was in supporting good ideas, new ideas, innovations of various kinds. I guess some of the surprises came from cases in which I had to deal with seriously disappointed authors or authors that were angry because they felt that their work had been unfairly treated by reviewers. And I tried to let everybody know that I would be perfectly willing to receive appeals and try to deal courteously and sympathetically but firmly with those kinds of complaints. And there were a fair number of them, but not dramatically more than I expected.
I know you and I talked about this in the context of a piece we ran about changes to peer review at journals and the stresses on the system. And I believe you mentioned that during your time at Science that you've noticed more complaints, at least more applications, which creates more opportunity for complaints given that the magazine stays pretty much the same length. So you have to reject more authors. There's more of a potential for getting these complaints. Have you seen a change in all of that, in that pattern since you've been there?
I think there's a set of sociological reactions that not only relate to the fact that our submission rate is up way now at 12,000 a year and we are continuing to reject all but about 8% of our submissions, but it's also that the scientific community considered collectively is a little bit unhappy these days. The NIH budget doubled, but then 3 years, for the 3 years since it's doubled, it's been on nominal money, which loses at $1 billion a year. Well, people who are finding themselves not funded on really good grant applications that got very high priority scores are not going to be happy. They've had to deal with an economy that isn't going terribly well, and an administration that doesn't treat its scientists very well. So I think, in general, it's part of the American polity in general, and also of the scientific community, that it's an unhappy moment in history for all kinds of reasons.
And I mean, one thing I'm personally curious about was what it was like to write all those editorials every week. I know I spoke to Bruce Alberts, and he said he was a little daunted at the idea of writing one every week.
I didn't wind up writing one every week. We invited guests to do it occasionally. I wrote, I think, rather more percentage-wise than my predecessors did. I like to write, and a lot of things got me interested, both on the good side and on the politically not so good side. And so I wasn't above turning loose a tone of some annoyance at some behavior or policy that I thought was outrageous.
And what will happen to you when this is over? What are your plans?
Well, I'm 76. No secret about that. I'm going to probably continue to do a little bit of recall teaching at Stanford. I have a couple of nonprofit boards that I take pretty seriously. The David and Lucille Packard Foundation is one. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington is another. And I'll continue to do some things for the National Academy of Sciences. And you know, if my retirement continues to be decimated by this economy, I might even decide I ought to try to go out and make some money. But I haven't decided that yet.
Yeah.